the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are alive, come and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And not just breathing, you are alive in the spirit. You have the life of Jesus within you. And you are gunning for the life of the Father. The everlasting life of the Father. Just want to shout hallelujah. Say amen. Ah, shegun ni wa. Ni pa e. Je Jesu. Abafon. Wa ni shegun. Ni pa e. Je Jesu. Eni ta pa. Fellowship, sibe owa om joba awaju ashego lo awaju ashe. That means our victory is because Jesus is reigning. It's not soon coming king, he's reigning. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He will come back down for many others to see him who he is. But for us, he's our King. He is the King of Kings. He's now to the King immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the only potentate, King of Kings, and what? Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You're welcome today. Thank you. This has been a great moment together. I believe that God has shown us mercy, okay? Thank you very much, Lord, for all that you stand for and what you do. And thank you. Thank you for this morning also for helping us and for speaking to us. Amen. You didn't just preach, you were speaking to us. And we heard everything you said. Everything you said, we heard everything. There's one thing with women is that you must hear what they are saying. And when you do as if you are not hearing, have you heard what I was saying? You must not doze. Even when you want to sleep, you open your eyes this way. You'll be sleeping, but you open your eyes very well. And they'll still be checking, are you sure that this eye you open? I say, finding out is my problem. Can't you just simply accept that my eyes are open and I'm with you? They want to find out that you are with them. Amen. So that you are not with me, you have gone, you have gone, you are gone. Hallelujah. All women are like that. If your own woman is like that, don't be angry, okay? That's the way they are. All. It doesn't matter how old they are. Mama Philemon is there. That's the way they are. Say amen. And so God wants us to stay with them. They have to be them. No matter. Somebody says that the woman is given capacity to utter 10,000 words per day. And the man is given capacity to utter, I don't know about that, 2,000 words per day. And when you finish your own 2,000 words per day outside, make sure you don't finish it. When you are saying it, that you are getting to 1,900, begin to slow down. Because you must have enough to to answer the remaining 8,000. Ah, women talking. Oh my Jesus. It's the gift of God. Amen. Speaking God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we love you. We love what God has made out of you, and we love you seriously. Say amen. Just accept it and be okay with it. Praise the name of the Lord. This something pronounced that was being done this afternoon that I want us to note is God was dealing with hopes. Do you know that? That God empowered Reverend Ajimati to throw heavy blows on many hopes. Because human, we are really object of hope. What keeps us living on the earth here, what keeps us going on the earth here is hope. That's when all hope is gone, there's nothing to hold on to anymore. We are all entities of hope. We live by faith. But faith is because there's hope. The reason why we have faith is because there's a hope ahead of us. And we need faith to make journey towards the hope. So everyone, person, and it doesn't matter. Okay, when you are growing up, you are becoming an object of hope. So the earth here is a place to gather hopes, which actually later on becomes idols. They start as hope. They don't really start as idol. Are you here, please? So when there are hopes, they are harmless. They look harmless when they are hope. Even to the point of doing ministry. The ministry you met on heart here are hopes. When you're going to start ministry, your mind is on just one ministry you have seen that thrive, that met up with your goggle of hope. Are you in the house with me tonight, please? I'm just trying to remind us and to let us Reverend Lakunle, you're welcome this evening, sir. Thank you very much. So because there are hopes, of men, there are hopes of the world, there are hopes under the sun, one of the ways you know them is that you can easily be tired if the hopes are delayed. There's a way that you engage with energy to start with, and you keep hoping and hoping and hoping. One of the ways you understand that there are all hopes that are under the sun is that they can make the heart sick. Hope deferred. Are you with me? Hope deferred make the heart sick. So most of the time, when we are discouraged, it's because the hopes are being delayed. We are discouraged, we feel tired, we feel this and that. And many times we actually have engaged the Lord. When we came to Jesus, he didn't take the hope from us. Most of the time, he even sometimes strengthened the hope. Somebody who has the hope, who had a hope, who was sick, who is open to be healed, for example. You know, there are a lot of little hopes that God allowed to be here. Yeah. Hope of having your children, hope of your wife. There are a lot of many things that are around you that if they take all of them away from you, you may not have reason to continue here. So God permitted those little hope. Say, hey, amen. That's what am I living for? All the preaching the gospel in the past, just go, we'll continue later. We're in heaven. So there, God put them around us here to also help us to want to stay around there. Amen. Amen. Until we're able to capture the real hope. It takes a long time for a man to be an entity of the hope of life. That may not too much or may not depend on the hopes here. It takes a long time for a man to be able to live for that hope alone. For Paul, many times, he's just looking at what's the best thing, to be with you or to be with the Lord. For him to be with the Lord is profitable. Why? He has finished his course. He has kept the faith. He has run the race. He has kept the faith. And he's too sure that a crown is laid for him. He has run the race by his curriculum. So it's not many of us that to get there is a lot of journey. Say amen. Amen. So I was talking about the hope of life, and the hope of living long. When sickness threatens us, but sometimes we don't give up hope, we want to be here. And that's what pain does. Pains are messengers of death. Messengers of death. Pains are sent to pave way for death. Death doesn't have strength without its pain. So no matter how much someone has lived there, wants to live, has faith, pain can crack down your faith. And you just want to, let me just rest. When you say, let me just rest, you say, let me leave this body. So when such person is healed, you find out that hope for natural living is restored. Say amen. Amen. Hope to live is restored. And that does not mean that such a person will look beyond that hope. Because all the while, the hope is to live on the earth here. And Jesus who healed the person, met up with that hope. So Jesus can reach to our hopes. Say amen. Amen. And bring intervention in line with our hope. But we know that those hopes does not have capacity to go beyond the earth. It can't go beyond the earth. The reason why God will allow them is because there's a higher hope that he want us to connect to. So as we're growing in life, I want us to know that we are all entities of hope. You will live after the manner of what you met on the earth here. Or at most, improve it a little bit. I want us to know that Jesus has to save us. Though he is the one who met us with those hope. But he must have to rid us from the hopes. Because the devil will use the hope against you. He will turn the hopes to idols. So when you hear my little children, deliver yourself from idols. They are the same thing that has been hopes in the past. That became idols. So we can have idols of personalities, idols of ministry, idols of all kind of idols. They are hanging somewhere there. It's when you have the power or the authority to do something, you know that something has been hanging before. You seem to just know what to do. But we're going into a realm, a season, when we have to catch God's vision. Say amen. Amen. God's vision does not, it's not from our own world. Like I always say, there is no nation or people that have incorruption, immortality as their hope. The Yoruba nation talks of Aiku. And I try to look at the concept of Aiku. Aiku never existed in Yoruba language. No, the first day of the house is called Aiku Aje. Is that right? Because Sunday Aiku. Aiku came in through Ajayi Crowder. So Aiku is never in concept in any cultural system. Because every cultural system is about how to live on earth here. It's not how to assess the promise of life that God gives. Say amen. Amen. Sometimes it's very difficult to know the pure Yoruba language anymore. Away from Yoruba language that is circumscribed within Christian faith. I was concerned. I said, I wanted to know. Aiku, is it part of Yoruba concept? And I discovered that Aiku began that Aiko Ajesegun was not an ancient, that's not the ancient days of Yoruba land. Aiko Ajesegun came in after Christianity came in. So, let's look at the First Peter, chapter 1. I'm just trying to remind us of what we learned in the afternoon. Abi, yes, Abi, it's not looking like it. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. So we were begotten again. It means we had a birth before. We were born now. So when you come to Christ, you are born. It's a new birth. Say amen. Amen. Are we in the house, please? Yes, that's all our new birth. But we're born again. It means there's a time in our journey when you should be born again to something. So really, when we got new birth, is not our born again. New birth is our first birth. Say amen. We have the scriptures there. As I've been born again of incorruptible seed. And so it's, so if you are born again, it means you are born before. So it's not talking about being born by natural father. No. No. If you are born, you are born in the reward of the spirit. You are born. When you are born, you are born to a world. You don't count your life in the dead as being born. It's another word for you. I don't know if you are saying what I'm saying. Say amen. So that's why for us in all the scriptures, we had our new birth. We were born through Jesus into the faith. That first one does not require hope. It requires faith. We believe Jesus and we were born. Eh? Yes. Are we in the house together, please? But we have to be born again to a lively hope. That's a time when they have to open your eyes from the... Because you can use the new birth to service your former hope. You can use your new birth to service your former hopes. That's why once you are born again, your interest is in how to repair all you have lost. And where you have been defeated to show power. See what I'm saying now? Say amen. Everywhere you feel that nobody has looked at you or seen you before, want to be seen, want to show. That's what new part, that's what it does for you. That's why you can see the leavening in the Feast of Pentecost is sweet. It's with yeast. You see, that's not your real life, really speaking, but they allow you in those places. You can even have breakthrough realm of the miraculous. All of that is still hanging on the hopes. People are healed. It's hope beyond the veil on this side of existence. Somebody's not having enough money. He has breakthrough. They are all around us here. But a moment must happen when we have breakthrough into. So, being born again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead. That's why you see in that Ephesians chapter 1. Let's see chapter 1 quickly. Chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse 16. Quickly, let's see that. And I'm going to bring that up just now. Since not to make mention of you, since not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is hope. So you need enlightenment of the spirit to start seeing real hope. Nobody without enlightenment of the spirit can ever see hope. No matter how serious you are, I want to make heaven. It's still a hope that you don't know. It's your balloon. You don't know it. You're just using language. When they ask what, you won't know what. So there's a time when eyes of understanding should be enlightened. It's being born into realm, being born again to a realm of lively hope. By the it's power that does that job. They call it by the resurrection from the dead. When you are awake to your reward, you are awake. When Paul says, awake, why no you that sleepeth? He's awake to your world. And Christ shall give thee light. Because you can be dead to your world. So, the power that raised you from the dead is the power that delivers to us our real hope. You will see three things is raised in that place, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. You may see what is the hope. Come to know what is the hope of his calling. What's the next thing? That you may know what is the exceeding the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Inheritance is still talking about hope. Can you see? Then what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us up? According to what? The working of his power. Mighty power, which he wrought when he raised Jesus from the dead. That power that raised Jesus from the dead is to deliver real hope to you. Is to see hope now. So it takes power. So when Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, it is power. It is that power that raised Jesus from the dead. When we're preaching Christ, what are we preaching? Power. To deliver hope. So I can start seeing things now the way things should be. Say amen. Amen. If God says, I want you to serve me, you won't run. You say, what is service? Because you want to know what is the power. How does it work? You don't just go and model it, no? But what we do is that we just go and model exactly where you came from, model it, add one or two things to it. And most of the time, do the thing, add to it what is making you angry. Now, when you leave a church, something makes you angry from when you leave it place. And when they house place. When God did it, you do exactly the same church. If they get God there, they will think it's a branch. We're just adjusting one or two things. We must not, have a reactionary ministry. Ministry should be born, should come down from God. Say amen. Amen. That's the way we can be saved. If we don't have access to that hope, we can't be saved from these present hopes. They are too plenty. They are hanging on our neck, on our hand, everywhere. We're living inside hopes. Say amen. Amen. But there's a hope that does not make ashamed. And I believe that that's what the Lord is doing at this time. Showing us more of the hope that goes beyond the veil. Say amen. Amen. That's the hope that is in the resurrection of the dead, not from the dead. You can only use the resources of resurrection from the dead. That's what can deal with Satan and the dragon. But you have to start from somewhere. The hope that Jesus Christ gives. Say amen.